Hello, welcome back to Unscript Diaries. Do you remember me? I know I went MIA, and you're probably wondering where the heck did she go? But you know, life just kind of got in the way, a whole lot of stress, and you know, very busy. But on a side note, I hope you are doing well, and thank you for sticking around, and along with those new people. And let's just get back into it, shall we? Now, in my last episode, episode 13, we talked about technology for the disability and the challenges that people have faced without this type of technology. But I kind of want to shift it over to anxiety because that goes for everyone, not just people with disabilities. And I want to discuss that with you because I feel like a lot of people don't really know how to handle or control that anxiety, because in the moment it's really hard to think straight when you're having those thoughts, such as a scenario that's going through your head or just something that has happened in the past and you're scared it's going to happen again, or just a whole lot of stress that's attacking you in that moment, so you can't think clearly. And don't get me wrong, there are so many different coping mechanisms out there that you can use, but maybe you're not using the right coping mechanism that you think is working. There's so many. There's things such as drawing or any kind of hobby that you have just to kind of distract yourself. And honestly, even talking to someone about the stress and the anxious feeling and the anxiety, why you're feeling that, because if you're gonna have a conversation within just you, it's not going to help entirely, but that's also just from my experience. There are plenty of people that can do it by themselves, but talking to someone could help getting it off your chest and they could give you feedback. So, hello, hi, I'm here, welcome back. I am also personally doing this as for my stress and my anxiety by basically talking to myself into this recording, but you know, like I said, there are many different coping mechanisms out there, and it could be the weirdest thing ever, but as long as it works for you, go for it. You do you, boo. Although, a great way to relieve some anxiety and stress is to work out. Now, I personally use soccer. Anything active for the mental health or physical health. But even then, I also have a little journal when I feel like I'm gonna explode one day. Before I go to bed, I just write for at least 30 minutes, but if it's a really long day, then it goes up to an hour, and I put my book down, sit up in bed, I'm like, okay, I feel a lot better, because it doesn't have to verbally come out. Even writing it down and seeing your own thoughts, I go back and read what I wrote, and sometimes I get a more clear picture of what I'm feeling, why I'm feeling this, because you can actually go back, recap, and find the connections of certain things that you couldn't do in your head. And if you have a creative mind, you can draw, you can do anything artistic, anything that keeps you occupied and clear your mind, it is always the best way to go. And honestly, I'd rather go for natural ways to release all that anxiety and to clear your mind, because on a side note, if you have ADHD or even take anxiety medications, I prefer not to have any medications because I have experienced taking some, and it was a whole cycle. You know, there were a lot of ups and downs. I'm over here thinking, yeah, this is great, this is helping me so much. But then some days it's like, okay, what the heck is this doing? This is making it worse. So I got off those pills and I did feel better. It did take a while just to get the medication out of my system. But I prefer not going down that road. But again, that is just me. I will say I was talking about this with a coworker of mine, and I was trying to describe the feeling, such as taking anxiety and ADHD pills. That wasn't a very good combination because, yeah, it does the job, but for the ADHD pills, I would force myself or try to space out, but it was a mental thing. It was not letting me, and then I couldn't fall asleep at night. I tried lowering the doses of it. None of it helped, and I was just getting really sick of it because I have also noticed my attitude and just how I handle certain situations. Not the way that I would typically handle them, because obviously my brain is being wired differently, and it was just a whole roller coaster. So like I said, it's not the best way to go, such as happy pills, quote unquote. I call them happy pills. I've heard other people call them happy pills as well. And medication does the job for a while, but that's the problem. Your body will be so immune to it, it will end up not doing it in the long run. It's only temporarily. And so that's why I'm advising you to do things more natural and figure out what your natural path is, what you like to pursue, what you and your body wants. Because you really don't want to damage your body anymore. It'll be, well, plus the insurance and the money having to keep up with that medication. I don't think so. I mean, like, dude, the gas now, almost $6-7. Yeah, it's a bit crazy. Yeah, anyways, what was I saying? Oh, yeah, okay, so back to what I was saying. A lot of people cope in different ways, and there are so many different mechanisms out there. Like, even going on hikes, nature is a definite yes, because it's just very calming, hearing the wind go through the leaves, and the birds chirping away, saying hi to you, saying bye to you. I love hummingbirds, and on a really sunny day, I just like to go outside and watch the hummingbirds. Oh my gosh, there was one time, there was a hummingbird nest right above my back door, and I saw the eggs, and they started to grow, so they stayed there for a couple months, and I got so close to them. I probably shouldn't have done this, but I was petting them before they could fly, and they were so cute, and their wings, they flap so freaking fast, you can't even see them. They're like, woo, superwoman. But, yeah, they are very satisfying and relaxing to watch, and they're just so pretty. And, like I said, nature. Also, my side hobbies that I like to do is canvas painting. And I usually just go for what comes to mind, or I see a picture, and I'm like, oh, I want to do that. I typically paint, maybe have a glass or two just to relax myself and pretend that I'm Van Gogh. Like, yeah, I'm so good at painting. I'm okay. But yeah, that's not the point. As long as you're doing something you enjoy. Also, my other hobby is candle making. I have gotten into that just, I'd say, around Christmas time. My family got me this first beginner's kit, and I just started to fall in love with it. And so I went on YouTube, got really interested and super invested. I bought at least $300 worth of candle supply, like, wow. But I also made a bunch of candles for my sister's baby shower. Guys, I'm going to be an aunt. Oh my god, I'm so excited. Okay, yes. By the way, I have an Instagram for it, so if you want to check it out, I'll put it in the bio down below, so check it out if you want. I am low-key thinking about starting a little side business for it because I enjoy it so much, and come on, who doesn't like candles? Like, there are so many different versions and looks, and just, you can be so creative with it. And that's another reason why I like it, because you can make your own kind of candle. It can be the most unique one and be like, yeah, I did that with my own brain. Same with painting, same with anything else that you want to do. I just got really hungry. I'm going to go grab something to eat really quick, and I will be right back. Yum, yum, yum. Okay, I feel so much better. My stomach is not mad at me anymore. I guess eating helps with anxiety as well, I guess. Okay, so I discussed a little bit about some things that you can do to calm yourself and to keep yourself distracted and help your brain get a little bit of a break. But I also want to bring up organization. As you know, life is freaking stressful, especially in your 20s when you're trying to get your life together. Me right now. But I've been better with organization. Okay, maybe like a little bit better, not like the best, but I've improved. I will say that. I have improved. And there are some strategies that I've used. And my favorite thing is making a list. So before I go to bed, I write in my journal, express how I feel during that day, just so it's off my chest and out of my brain so I can sleep more peacefully. But then I write a list either right after I write or first thing in the morning when I'm like, okay, I have a plan. What am I going to do? I write down the list from beginning to end, what I should do. And sometimes I forget to do something in a day. And I notice that I really freak out and I get mad at myself for not doing it. Because I'm like talking to myself, dude, you told yourself you were going to do it. Why didn't you do it? It's right there on the paper. Like the box is still open. There's no check in it. Why didn't you do it? Yeah, just this whole conversation with myself and getting mad at me, you know. So that's a good way to get some things done throughout the day and to not forget anything, because I typically do forget to do things or I get too lazy. But once that list is there, it's like, okay, yeah, did that. Move on to the next. Okay, satisfaction. Oh, it is the best to just write that check mark in there like, aha, done for the day. I've done everything. I can be relaxed for the rest of the day. Do whatever you want until your list is done. But that's the satisfaction for me. Again, when I'm saying all this, it doesn't have to be for you. I'm just giving you my situation, what helps me the most, just to maybe give you an idea. It could work for you and good. I'm glad if it does. But again, it's more like having to keep yourself busy, because for me, I have 3 to 4 days off during the week because I work on the weekends plus school during the week, but it's not an 8 to 5 kind of job. But when I'm not doing anything, I feel miserable. Like, you know, I love to be lazy, but at the same time, I hate it because my mental health is just going down the drain. I'm not motivated to do anything. And then I get insecure because social media gets in the way. It's like TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, all these videos, and you're just comparing yourself. And I hate this, but my dad always tells me, it's like, oh yeah, it's because you're on social media too much. I mean, that's like every parent, but I hate to say they're right. Don't want to admit it, but I just did. So I'm proud of me, mom and dad. I just told the truth and how you're actually right. Like, basically about everything. So if I don't have a list or any paper near me, obviously there's technology. You can make a list on your phone. And I do actually have this app. It's called a to-do list, you know, the obvious. But it goes on your home screen, just this notepad. And you can also check them off right there, or even set reminders, you know, if you have to do it at a certain time, do it a couple minutes prior to it and kind of get ahead of schedule. Now, I'm mentioning the whole organization because that's where most of my anxiety comes from, just keeping things on track. Or if I'm forgetting something, I'm like, oh crap, what do I do now? I start to, you know, sweat. My heart rate goes up. I'm like, okay, now I can't think straight. Oh my God, what'd I do? So just this whole panic attack. But I think that's why organization is so important, because you're planning your day. And when I was younger, I was not much of a planner. I'm like, yeah, let's just do this. Or you want to do that? Cool, I'll do that. And I still kind of am. It's just I like being more responsible on where to go, what to do, how, when to do it. And I probably got like this because of my sister. You guys know I always look up to her because she's like obviously amazing. Oh my god, she's having a baby. I keep reminding myself, oh my god, I'm gonna have a nephew. I am going to spoil the crap out of this kid. I'm gonna be the best aunt ever. Just watch. Watch me. He's gonna love me. I hope so. Okay, back on track. One of my favorite things to help with my stress and anxiety is cuddling with my dog. Animals are one of the best therapy techniques because they show love and warmth without even using words. What the fuck? Why does that sound weird? Well, I'm just trying to say, you know, our four-legged best friends, they're there for you 24/7, unless they're really grumpy and just want to growl at you every time you want to cuddle with them. But that's okay, because they always come back like, oh, I feel bad. Okay, I want cuddles now, kind of thing. That's just how my dog is. But animal therapy. Have a cat. Have a dog, you know. What are those? They're like, you could get a service pet. Emotional support pet. I think that's what they're called. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to get. My goodness. But yeah, those are the best because, like I said, 24/7, they're going to be there for you. And they're a support service dog for a reason, you know. They can read your emotions. They can feel your vibe and just how you feel in the moment. Like, I've seen so many TikTok videos. I know, TikTok addict. I mean, who isn't nowadays? But there has been videos that have been shown where the owner is recording themselves doing the dishes or just doing something active, and their dog, like a German Shepherd, is just chilling on the ground, and then all of a sudden looks up at the owner and starts jumping by them and like, okay, stop working, stop doing the dishes, you're gonna fall down, have a panic attack or something. And the owner typically doesn't even know that, or they can feel it coming up, but the dog basically gave you a heads up, like, hey, something's gonna happen, you're physically not okay, let me support you. And so as soon as the owner collapses or falls on the ground, like, the dog is already on the ground or trying to help you calm down and saying, hey, I'm here for you. And there's this one German Shepherd that gave the owner like her medicine pills because she didn't take it. Like, why aren't you taking it? So then he went back and got a water bottle for her because she was still laying on the ground because she couldn't get up, obviously, and get it. And so those videos are just so heartfelt. And, you know, I'm going to get a service dog one day, like not very soon, but one day I'm going to get one because of my hearing impairment. And, you know, if I were to live on my own, the dog can hear for me and give me a heads up, like, hey, someone's at the front door, you know. So animals, they help in so many ways. Like, how do you not have a pet? Because they're your four-legged best friends. Come on. They can understand you better than humans sometimes. You can understand them better than other people because, again, TikTok. If a dog feels guilty, like, there's two or three dogs, but they know which one did something bad, so they crawl or go behind a corner and, like, face the wall to not make any eye contact with the owner, but then the other dog or two are just sitting there staring at them like, okay, dude, we know it's you. Just tell our owner. Come on now. It's just so many dogs have different personalities, and along with cats. I don't have a cat, so I can't say much about them, but I know they're very cuddly and warm and super cute. So that goes for animal therapy. Now, just focusing on yourself, your food intake, and how well you feed yourself. I am being a hypocrite right now because I do not eat very well. But it will help with your mental health and how you view things, because I've had plenty of days where I do not eat much and I'm the most hangry person and I just get so mad at everyone. And on top of already having road rage, it's just not good at all. So, and then once I eat, I'm like, oh, I don't really know why I was mad at this, that situation or at that person. So a well-balanced meal helps a lot. And having a lot of alcohol or having a lot of caffeine, maybe even having both, so not good for you. It just enhances all of that anxiety that's built up inside. So let's not do that. That would be a really good idea. Now, all of this is really just based off my knowledge. Don't know if that's too little or too much. Actually, there's no such thing as too much, but this is all just coming from me. But a recap to release some anxiety and some stress. You know, if there's a scenario that you don't want to happen, that's like a repeat, or you're just very stressed and you don't know how to handle. Okay, deep breaths for one. And if you trust someone well enough to just rant and they will actually listen to you, go on a rant. Get everything off your chest. Vice versa. You know, you don't always know when someone really needs someone unless you go out to ask them, like, hey, are you okay? And they may not say, yeah, I'm not okay right now. Yeah, no. At first, but just let them know that you're going to be there for them and let them come to you whenever they're ready. And pet therapy, you know, all these different hobbies, and just do something to keep your mind distracted. Physical activity, playing outside, or even going out to nature, like a hike, and listening to all the natural sounds and the pretty birds and just all of those things life really hands to you. And it's up to you whether you take it or how to handle it. Like I said, this is just from my perspective and my opinion. Do it however you want to handle it, because everyone is different. I do love making the list, though. I just strongly advise that. I'm not saying you need to do it. I just strongly advise it. It clears out my head so much better because I can actually think and I don't have to remember every single thing that I had to do. Because it's on a list, on my phone, on paper. I personally like the paper better because the satisfaction I get from writing the check. Just those small things, it makes me happy. And you need to do that for yourself too. There are unlimited ways that you can help yourself. And other people are out there to help you. Hence, what I am doing here. I hope you've learned something or you feel at least better about your situation and the internal fighting that you have. Just know that you're not alone. There are so many people out there that can't always handle the stress or don't know how to cope with it. I mean, I even struggle with it sometimes too. Yeah, I have my hobbies. Yeah, I have people that can help me, and I have my writing mechanisms and XYZ. So sometimes it changes throughout your life. Or phases that you're going through. Just keep yourself busy. And keep the good people in your life. Don't be too hard on yourself when you're feeling down or very discouraged about something because of your mental stability. Like, again, stress, anxiety, you know. Keep repeating it. I know I'm annoying myself too. You can get yourself out of it. You can learn the different techniques that you like. Do what's best for you. End of story. So yeah, I think I'm going to end it on that note. And if you have any other opinions or advice, maybe even suggest some other techniques or ideas that I didn't mention, because there are plenty of other ideas and different ways to cope with it. Like I said, everyone's different. So maybe even comment, DM me if you have a different idea, because I could sure use different ones too. I'm not going to be depending on what I do on for the rest of my life. I could, but maybe for other people too. And thank you for joining me today. I am so happy I am back on track, and I hope you enjoyed this episode. Thank you.